Okay, I think it's time we should make a start. It's been quite a while, so welcome back. First of all, can we go around the room announcing who is here? This is Paul Benson, Northwest England.
Bernard Siré from Lyon in France.
Jim Slagle, Bethesda, Maryland, United States.
All right. Today, we're going to start with a combination. So, from your full board, we're going to set up a position, and I'll be asking you to find the winning idea. From the white position, remove both rooks and remove both knights. Both white rooks and both white knights. Oh, sorry, remove one white knight. And one white bishop.
Which one?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
All right. Remove the white David pawn. And the white pawn structure is as follows. Anna 4. Alpha 4. Bravo 2. Charlie 2. Echo 6. Foxtrot 2, Golf 2, Hotel 3. Alright. Put the white queen on Foxtrot 4. The white bishop on Hotel 2.
White bishop on Hotel 2.
The white knight on Golf 5. And the white king on golf 1. So we have the position, pawns, Anna 4, Bravo 2, Charlie 2, Echo 6, Foxtrot 2, Golf 2, Hotel 3, king on golf 1, queen, Foxtrot 4, bishop, Hotel 2, knight, golf 5. Black position, remove the black echo pawn. Black pawns are on Alpha 6, Bravo 6, Charlie 5, Delta 6, Foxtrot 6, Golf 7, and Golf 6.
What, say that last thing again?
Golf 7, Golf 6.
Golf 7 and Golf 6, okay.
Yeah. Foxtrot 6, Golf 7 and Golf 6. Put the black queen on Bravo 8.
Are we going to remove any black pieces?
Yeah, remove the rooks. Remove all rooks and knights.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. This is Paul's coaching session.
We are ready to go.
We are setting up a position.
We are?
For a combination. Okay, I'll start again. Do you have a full chessboard ready? Is your chessboard ready?
Swaran Mishra is ready.
Okay, we are going to set up a position. Remove two white rooks and remove one white knight and one white bishop.
Sorry, pardon?
We are trying to set up a position.
Okay.
Remove both white rooks.
I remove both white rook.
Oh, remove one white knight and one white bishop.
Remove one knight and one white bishop.
Yeah. Put a white knight. Hang on. The pawns. White has pawns on Alpha 4.
White Fawn Alpha 4.
Bravo 2.
Bravo
Charlie 2.
Charlie 2.
No Delta Pawn. Remove Delta Pawn.
Remove Delta 4.
Pawn on Echo 6.
Pawn Echo 6.
Pawn Foxtrot 2. Pawn Golf 2.
Okay.
Pawn Hotel 3.
Pawn Hotel 3, okay.
Right. White Knight Golf 5.
White Knight Golf 5.
White Bishop Hotel 2.
White Bishop Hotel 2.
White King Golf 1.
King Golf 1.
Queen Foxtrot 4.
Queen Foxtrot 4. Okay.
Right, that's just the white position.
Okay.
Remove both black rooks.
Remove both black rook.
And both black knights.
And both black knights.
Okay. Black pawns are on Alpha 6.
Pardon?
The black pawns are on
Alpha 6. Copy. Okay. Yeah. Pawn Alpha 6.
Pawn Bravo 6.
Pawn Bravo 6.
Pawn Charlie 5.
Pawn Charlie
5.
Okay.
Pawn Delta 6.
Pawn Delta 6.
No Echo Pawn.
No Echo.
Remove Echo Pawn.
Remove Echo. Okay.
Pawn Foxtrot 6.
Pawn Foxtrot 6.
Pawn Golf 7.
Pawn Golf 7.
And Pawn Golf 6.
Pawn
Golf 6.
Yeah.
Foxtrot 6.
Golf 6.
Yes.
Foxtrot 6, Golf 6, okay.
And Golf 7.
Foxtrot 6, Golf 6, and Golf 7.
Foxtrot.
Okay.
Yeah, Golf 6. And okay, Golf 7.
Okay, no, on Foxtrot.
Foxtrot 6, Golf 6, and Golf 7.
Okay, Foxtrot 6, Golf 6, and Golf 7.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, no hotel.
No hotel.
Okay.
It is on Golf 6.
Okay.
Okay. Black Queen, Bravo 8.
Black Queen, Bravo 8.
Black King, Golf 8.
Black King, Golf 8.
Black Bishop Foxtrot 8.
Black Bishop Foxtrot 8.
Black Bishop Foxtrot 5.
Black Bishop Foxtrot 5. Okay.
So it is white to play. Black must have just played Pawn Foxtrot 6 to attack the knight on Golf 5. What is white going to do? White knight on Golf 5 attacked.
Sorry, Paul. I'm sorry, Orhan. I missed the white position. Can you give me, please? It's possible.
Pawn Alpha 4.
Yes.
Bravo 2, Charlie 2. No Delta Pawn.
Okay.
Echo 6. Foxtrot 2. Foxtrot 2, Golf 2, Hotel 3.
Okay.
Knight, Golf 5.
Mm-hmm.
Queen, Foxtrot 4.
Okay.
Bishop, Hotel 2.
Okay.
King, Golf 1.
Okay. That's all?
You have all the black position?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So it is white to play Black has, I think, has just played pawn, foxtrot 6, attacking the white knight on got 5. What can white do here?
That's black's threat. Just remarks on some strange parts of the position. A white pawn on so advanced on echo 6.
It's a very interesting position.
And might have to watch out for a back row mate, even though he's moved to the hotel pawn. So there we go. Two things I noticed right away.
This is a puzzle. We are trying to win white.
White to play and find a winning idea.
Okay. Yeah, let's see. So. Let's see. Good try.
The black king is pretty confined and can be attacked. White can move his king over to the hotel file, for example. And the knight can go to foxtrot 7. I mean, if black didn't make any moves, that would be it. Just go knight to foxtrot 7, and the hotel file, and then rest to the hotel 8, and it's over.
But if knight foxtrot 7, followed by queen hotel 4, hotel 8, it would be checkmate.
Yes.
But knight foxtrot 7 is met by bishop takes echo 6. Mm-hmm. And you lose your echo 6 pawn. We will pick up the delta 6 pawn with knight takes delta 6. Oh, you're not losing.
Okay. I have an idea. I don't know if it works. Would be to play Eva 7 followed by Queen Charlie 4 check, and you would have some something to do with the knight on maybe on foxtrot 7 or Queen Hotel 4 later or something like that, maybe.
All right. The idea. Let's summarize. Go on.
That's an idea. What else?
All right. Let's analyze this. If you move your knight, black will simply play bishop takes echo 6 and white is worse. You could play knight echo 4 or knight foxtrot 7 and try to win the delta 6 pawn. After knight foxtrot 7, black might go pawn delta. Oh no, you can't go pawn delta 5. Your queen on bravo 8 or 4. So knight foxtrot 7, white is going to lose a pawn, win a pawn. Who knows? Black is probably slightly better because it is a bishop pair in the ending. But white seems to be holding the position on the dark square, so maybe that's looking drawn equal. Mm-hmm. You were suggesting pawn echo 7, okay? What are you going to do if black plays bishop takes pawn echo 7?
Queen Charlie 4 check.
And if king foxtrot 8?
Then it's a mate on Felix 7.
Queen foxtrot 7 is mate, yeah. All right, suggested line. Pawn echo 7, bishop takes echo 7, queen Charlie 4 check. What if black plays king hotel 8?
It's probably winning to play your knight Felix 7 check. And
king hotel 7 maybe? Oh no.
No,
king back to golf 8. King Hotel 7 is okay.
So now, King Hotel 7 is okay?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and how do you handle... Queen Hotel 5 check?
Yeah, Queen Hotel 4 check, yeah.
Yeah. Queen hotel 4 check, yes.
King golf 8.
Queen hotel 7 check.
King takes knight, fox not 7.
Oh, yeah, there is a knight, yeah.
So, no. Ah, you have queen hotel 8 check. King takes knight, queen takes queen, bravo 8.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Let's try again. From the original, pawn echo 7, bishop takes echo 7, queen Charlie 4 check, king hotel 8. You want to play knight foxtrot 7? Okay, knight foxtrot 7 check. What about king golf 8? What do you do then? How are you going knight? Knight takes check. Pawn down to 6.
Knight takes pawn check.
King moves somewhere, king hotel 8. Ooh, you play a knight takes bishop foxtrot 5, exposing the bishop on hotel 2 to the black queen on bravo 8. You're winning at least a piece.
I'm winning a piece, yes.
And the attack will continue. Peace report. You're okay. White is winning. Long-term win. Is there better? Have another look. Pawn echo 7. Bishop takes echo 7. Queen Charlie 4 check. King hotel 8. Now what? Think again.
Oh yes, queen hotel 4 check. Now the knight is still on gold 5 and it will be a mate.
Yeah, queen hotel 4 check. King golf 8. Queen hotel 7 check. King foxtrot 8. Queen hotel 8 check, and the black king has no moves because there is a black bishop on echo 7.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the lesson. Pawn echo 7 allows queen Charlie 4 check. The queen moves back to hotel 4 with check. Queen to hotel 7 check, all happening with check. And then the poor old black king has no flight square because there's a bishop on echo 7. All right, from the original position again. Pawn echo 7. What if black plays pawn takes knight on golf 5?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What if we play pawn?
Seems hard because the only big attack you have is a queen, which is usually not enough by itself to mate somebody or anything.
Do we win something? Do we win something here? You can probably. What happens? It doesn't work. No. Can I win something? I have a queen in move. Let's see. I end up with one bishop and I.
Queen takes delta 6.
Okay. Mate, pick. I have an idea now.
Okay. I have also.
Go on then. Pawn echo 7. Fox stop takes gold 5. Black to play. Sorry, white to play. White to play. Pawn takes gold 5. White to play.
Queen takes delta 6.
Yes.
Okay.
Queen takes queen.
Echo 8. Queen. So after black plays queen takes queen delta 6, what does white play?
Echo 8 queen.
Yeah, but you are one piece down.
You lost. You're a piece down now. You've only got your queen back. That black has a bishop on foxtrot 5 and foxtrot 8. You've given up your queen to get a queen.
Besides, black will have a queen delta 1 check or checkmate.
Yeah.
Okay, so bishop takes delta 6 maybe?
No, you can't.
After pawn echo 7, foxtrot takes gold 5, white to play.
Okay, queen takes delta 6, queen takes delta 6, and bishop takes delta 6.
And then bishop takes echo 7.
And bishop takes...
Bishop takes echo 7, and it's an opposite colour bishop ending.
Mm-hmm.
So black is about to play bishop takes Charlie 2. If anyone, it is black and has the slights. Yeah, bishop takes Charlie 2. It should be a draw.
It's probably a queen Charlie 4 check, but I don't see it. It's likely the winning move, but I don't see the winning combination.
Okay, let's play through. The idea, pawn echo 7, fox dot takes gold 5. What are you suggesting now?
I am considering queen Charlie 4 check, but I don't see the winning line.
Okay, well, queen Charlie 4 check. I think king Hotel 8.
If white first move is echo 7, then first check takes knight.
Yes.
Queen Charlie 4 check.
Yep.
King move to Hotel 8.
Yes.
Bishop takes delta 6.
Yeah.
Queen takes delta 6.
Yes.
Pawn promote to queen.
Pawn echo 8 equals queen.
Yes.
Two queens against queen and two bishops. White is winning.
Pawn echo 8 promote to queen.
Yes. And white will have two queens and black queen.
Two queens, yes.
Yeah, right.
It will be difficult for club players, but it is winning. It is winning. It will take you some time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right answer?
It's powerful to have two.
Yep. Okay, we have solved the problem. We have found the two ideas. The first idea is the checkmate involving Queen Charlie 4 check to Queen Hotel 4. The pawn echo 7 is a line clearance. You clear the line of Charlie 4 to Gold 8, and you then force the black kings to hotel file, and the queen then hits every move with check into a mate. And the second idea is pawn echo 7, again clearing the line to Gold 8. The queen check on Charlie 4 is followed by bishop takes black pawn on delta 6. This is a deflection. If the black queen moves, then echo 7 takes foxtrot 8, promotes to a new queen while winning a piece. And if the black queen takes the bishop, she has been deflected from guarding the back rank, and pawn echo 8 is then playable. Okay. So, well done, you eventually found it. Whether you could have found it over the board, we don't know. So, start setting up for a full game now. So, reset your pieces. The combination was played by a grandmaster.
So, what is the final answer for this puzzle?
That is it. We have answered the puzzle. That is the answer.
Yeah, that was good.
Only one idea for given for me, and we have also second idea.
There are two ideas. There is the queen, Charlie 4 check to give checkmate. It depends on what black does.
Please tell me with starting.
Pawn echo 7 wins.
Pawn echo 7, okay.
It is the winning line.
Adventure.
Sorry.
Your solution is correct.
Okay, it's okay. I ask any another idea for this.
There is no another idea, I think.
There is only one way, one move to win, and there are two variations. There are two defenses for black, but both lose. One leads to checkmate. And the other white has two queens.
Well, there might be another way to win.
Sorry?
There might be another way to win.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either, but we haven't ruled it out. Advanced pawn like that is often can be a big weapon, or it can be a liability when you lose it.
Well, here, strangely enough, here losing it was a strength.
Yeah, right. And you forced
because it's opened lines, line clearance.
Yeah, in a way, it was in the way there. If you weren't there at all, that would have been even easier.
Yes, the mate would have been Queen Charlie 4 check Hotel 4 check Hotel 7.
Yeah. It's just in the way, yeah. Strange position to get the pawn down way down there.
Mm-hmm. Well, white always had many ways to draw. White could play pawn echo 7, and if Foxtrot takes Galop 5, white could play echo 7 takes Foxtrot 8 check.
Yeah.
Queen takes Foxtrot 8, and then white goes queen takes delta 6, and it's a draw and opposite colour bishop ending coming up. Mm. So white was never losing.
He always had the draw in hand, yeah.
Or white was always safe. Yeah. But yeah, there's the difference. Sometimes you think, I'm okay, I can draw, but can you win?
Okay, I'm set.
Okay, ready?
Okay, ready.
In that position, by the way, Black's big liability, I guess, was his queen. It was completely out of play there. It was really bad.
Well, the position looked a bit like a Benoni to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed to open up unexpectedly.
And Black's queen wasn't ready for it.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure where all the rooks went.
Yeah.
The echo file must have been fully open. And everything traded off down the echo file. Mm. All right, time for a full game. Again, this is going to be rather a tricky game to understand, because there's going to be some very strange tactics involved, or there's going to be some tactical opportunities which we just can't prove for ourselves. So this is going to require some judgment of what looks good as to whether or not you're going to play it. The game was played in 1962. It's between an American grandmaster, Arthur Bisguier, and a very strong English player who never achieved a title dawn because he did not give himself to becoming a chess professional. There were probably a good number of them back in the 1960s in England who, had they gone the route of Tony Miles, John Nunn, Nigel Shorts, they would have become chess masters, but the mechanism to live as a grandmaster in England was not in place. It was too much of a gamble.
Yeah.
So white is Arthur Bisguier, black is John Littlewood.
Oh.
The game begins, one pawn, delta four. Black plays pawn, delta five. White plays two, knight, foxtrot three. Black plays two, knight, Charlie six.
Ooh, like that.
It's the Chigorin defense.
Oh, yeah, right.
Named after the master from the 19th century, Chigorin, who probably did not invent it, but made it famous. He probably played it at grandmaster level against the likes of Pillsbury and anyone else who was around in the 1890s.
It played at the Charlie Four too, instead of Knight to Foxtrot Three.
Sorry?
Black can play that move after Charlie 4 for white instead of knight to foxtrot 3.
Oh, yeah. Black can play, yeah, if white had gone, if the game was delta 4, delta 5, and then Charlie 4, black can still play the Chigorin defense, yeah.
I don't like it, though, because the black's in that Charlie pawn there.
Black, second move is?
Knight, Charlie 6.
Knight, Charlie 6,
okay.
24.
Well, there are several moves here for white. The most popular one is probably pawn Charlie 4.
Yes.
The next popular move is pawn Golf 3, intending Bishop Golf 2, with a very solid king side.
Eva 3
is also known. Again, you can play it like a collie system if you like. Even Bishop Foxtrot 4 is known, and also Knight Charlie 3. So there's lots of choices here. So it's just a question of which one have you studied. Well, white in this game chooses pawn Charlie 4.
Okay.
Pawn Charlie 4. Game move pawn Charlie 4. It's black to play. Any ideas?
Eva 6.
Okay, you can play Eva 6, yep, pawn Echo 6.
Golf 6?
I've never seen that. I don't think it's on the databases.
Mm-hmm.
Not playable?
It might be at our level. The grandmasters don't play it.
Knight Felix 6.
That's also playable. These are all just moves. There's one specific move which belongs in the entire system.
Bishop Eva 6.
Yeah, good. White is threatening Charlie takes Delta 5.
Well, you can play queen takes delta 5.
You hit it with the knight and you gain some.
Yeah, there are tempi to be gained. Yeah.
So, we can play delta takes Charlie 4.
If you play delta takes Charlie 4, white will push pawn delta 5. Where is the knight going to go?
Mm-hmm.
It has to come back to Bravo 8.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't like the move, but you also have Bishop Golf 4.
What is the idea?
The idea is to immediately play the knight.
Oh, yeah. Then you're trying to weaken the delta 4 pawn.
And you're fighting for the echo 5 square.
Yeah.
If you play bishop to f4, you're intending to trade bishop for knight on fox on 3. And this then gives you the possibility of playing pawn echo 5 without losing a pawn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is the game move. Bishop golf 4.
Mm.
Black's whole system is going to revolve around giving up bishop for knight and then trying to get something going on the dark squares in the center. It's white to play. Now, any ideas? I've told you
what black is the final solid move from black side?
Bishop golf. Bishop golf 4.
Okay. White Eva 3.
Safe, okay. Solid.
Yeah.
Black might go pawn again. No, you're losing a pawn in the centre. Oh, you don't have to take it. No, it's not good. Pawn echo 5 is not good. Because your delta 5 pawn will be attacked. Right.
Let's immediately play pawn takes pawn, followed by knight Charlie 3.
Well, that would be a good idea for white. So after pawn echo 3, I think black would do something else. Black might just go pawn echo 6.
Mm-hmm.
Black has got the bishop outside the pawn chain.
Yeah, but the position is safe and solid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can't win on move 4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, white might just play Charlie takes delta 5.
Yeah.
What's after bishop golf 4?
Yeah.
That
is the main line. Main line is Charlie 4 takes delta 5.
But it's not the game move?
This is the game move, yeah.
What is the game
it
move?
It is the game move as well. It is the main. It is the biggest main. The main choice. Charlie 4 takes delta 5. This is the game move.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie takes delta 5.
The game move, Charlie 4 takes delta 5.
Okay.
Bishop takes
well, if you do anything else, if you try moving your knight somewhere, you're losing a whole pawn. Black, white will go pawn, echo 4, will have a good strong pawn center and an extra pawn. So you have no choice. Black must play bishop takes knight, foxtrot 3.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The game move is bishop takes foxtrot 3. White to play. Any ideas?
Oh, I think I would not. Yeah.
If bishop takes foxtrot 3, then white takes Charlie 6.
White can't win a piece here.
No.
Black has just played bishop takes foxtrot 3, it is white to play.
You suggest delta takes Charlie 6.
Yeah, but then bishop takes Charlie 6.
The bishop retreats and takes Charlie 6.
It is good for black.
No, yeah, it's good. So I think I would love to play golf 2 takes golf pawn takes bishop with a very strong center and I don't think that the double pawn are very weak.
So double pawn is very weak, and there is also a chance to bishop takes golf 6 if bishop and queen is one line.
Okay, so black has played bishop takes foxtrot 3. If white plays pawn takes knight Charlie 6, the bishop retreats. And I think black has got a comfortable game runner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bishop.
So I think white must take up the challenge and accept doubled fox-fox pawns. And they almost always take golf, takes fox-fox 3.
Golf takes fox-fox 3.
Game move, golf takes fox-fox 3. Nobody seems to take the echo pawn.
That's strange. where's white going to put his king?
Well, if white plays echo takes fox 3, black has a queen takes delta 5, which attacks delta 4 for a tempo. White defends it somehow, and then black is playing pawn echo 5.
Oh.
But black is getting a very free and easy game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's black to play. You're a pawn down. You must get your pawn back.
Queen takes pawn.
The only move.
Yeah.
Queen takes pawn, delta 5. Yeah. Game move, queen takes one, pawn, delta 5. Which puts... Yep, you are doubly attacking black white's delta 4 pawn. White must defend this.
Jeez. On the face of it, looks pretty good for black at this point already. It's got a couple pieces developed. White's got double pawns. Black.
Yeah, but the strong, the white center is very strong. I'm not sure I don't prefer white here.
Well,
I like white.
White has king safety problems too.
Yeah, black even can... castle queen side, so it's very good developed. And you can play also echo 5 to attack the delta 4 pawn.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this knight charge 3 is going to come in here. So that's going to get something back.
Right. Maybe queen echo 6, I don't know.
But you have moves like knight delta 2, bishop Charlie 4 attacking the queen, and Felix 7 pawn, and well, so.
Okay. Well, you have to defend the delta 4 pawn first.
Yes.
Pawn echo 3, yeah. Game move is pawn echo 3. No choice. Black to play. Any ideas? White has just played pawn echo 3. Black to play. Any ideas?
Castle queen side.
Castle.
White light move.
White. Castle. Pawn echo 3.
Pawn echo 3. Okay.
If you castle queen side, white will go knight Charlie 3. Drive your queen away.
Yes, you may want to move the echo point so you can pin that knight.
Yep.
So black is thinking of moving the echo pawn so the fox or take bishop can come out to Bravo 4.
Yes.
If you're going to do that, you have to be prepared to give up another bishop on knight.
Yes.
You will be forcing yourself into a position of a middle game, white two bishops against black two knights. Okay, black in the game chooses the most active. This is game move is pawn echo 5.
Five.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess he sort of has a tempo advantage, so he might as well.
Well, he's two development tempo. Yeah.
He should try for this. Why not?
Apart from one piece move, white has played all pawn moves. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pawn moves.
And the piece he moved is gone.
Yep. All right, pawn echo 5 by black. There's a threat to win a pawn. Black is simply threatening echo chase down to 4, winning a pawn.
Knight Charlie 3.
It's about the only move white can play. Game move is Knight Charlie 3. Well, what are you going to do, Black? Are you going to move your queen out the way, or are you going to pin with Bishop Bravo 4?
Pin, probably.
I think
Bishop Bravo 4 is better, I think.
Trying to take advantage of this tempo.
But then Anna 3, and the bishop should take the bishop, knights. So, Bravo takes Charlie 3, and very good center.
Right, so what we got is a position of great imbalance arising, haven't we? Black is prepared to give away bishop for knight twice in order to give white a pawn center to aim us. And these could be targets, or they could be racing through to crush Black. So the game move for Black is Bishop Bravo 4.
Yeah.
Alpha 3.
This is where White has two moves here.
What is the last move from White?
Knight Charlie 3.
Knight Charlie 2. Okay.
And Black has played Bishop Bravo 4.
Bishop Bravo 4.
Maybe Bishop Delta 2 would be better.
Anna 3 is good because if you grab the knight, you will open the B file, and it will be difficult for Black to have a safe castle. If he castle down the B file, so he castle the D file. So Alpha 3, yeah.
Okay, that's not the main line. There were about 90 plus games, more than 90, approaching 100 games, and almost all of them, White plays Bishop down to 2.
Okay.
I think there were 7 games with Pawn Alpha 3, and they scored quite well. So if you wanted a sideline, you have to think of the psychology here. This is not a mainline opening for Black. This is not a mainline defense. Now, Grandmasters will play it from time to time. And even world champion Carlsen has played this a few times. He's obviously playing it against specific opponents, and he prepares a new move. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But if you wanted a little system of your own to study Pawn Alpha 3, forces Bishop takes Charlie 3, Bravo takes Charlie 3, and play your own variation against an offbeat. Not many players with Black will study that variation in depth, I would imagine. But the Grandmasters, all the strong players, play Bishop Delta 2. The game move is Bishop Delta 2.
Well, the plus bishop, so that's a plus piece.
Which breaks the pin, and if the pin is broken, the black queen is under attack again.
Yeah.
So you have to play bishop takes knight?
This was absolutely forced. You know what? Since about move 3, since Black played bishop golf 4, If you're going to follow the most popular choices, then this variation is forced.
I don't know, maybe Black should move the queen here. The white piece is a better place than then.
Where's it to go? If you go alpha 5, pawn alpha 3 comes in. You could drop back queen delta 7, I suppose.
Well, you can play echo takes delta 4. It's another.
Your queen is under attack.
No, first move the queen. Then if he plays alpha 3, you play echo takes delta 4.
Oh, well, that's a bit messy. Yeah.
That looks good for black.
So we are waiting. We are waiting. Delta two. After that, after move from black side, na.
After bishop delta two, it is black to play, and we. It is virtually forced. Black must, I think, play bishop takes knight charge.
I don't really agree with that. I think Gwen is messed up, but free him by playing bishop takes knight.
Well, everyone seems to think that's the only mainline variation.
I'm surely wrong. I don't. You know, like moving queens, I don't know, delta seven, for instance. Then the queen is protected also from where it is not. Well, anyway, try it on.
If black is not takes Charlie three, he's in problem because white next move is knight attacking to queen.
What?
Vice already has a knight on Charlie 3.
Yeah, that is on Charlie 3. Yeah.
The white knight is on Charlie 3.
Well, anyway, okay. Well.
Okay. Well, black in the game plays bishop takes knight, Charlie 3. Mm-hmm. And they all seem to do it. So, which way is white going to capture? With the pawn or the bishop?
Of course.
I think bishop takes Charlie 3 now. From white side.
Yeah, it would seem so.
No, pawn takes. Because if bishop takes, you will black will play pawn takes pawn. And this weakens too much the structure.
Yeah, white will, if white plays bishop takes bishop Charlie 3, black will play echo 5 to delta 4, and white will always end up with an isolated delta by force. There's nothing white can do to avoid it. So they get everyone, and I think this was everyone, there was no exception, everyone on the database plays Bravo 2. Takes Charlie 3.
Okay.
So it's black to play. Any ideas?
So finally, white takes Charlie 3 knight.
With the pawn, yes.
With the pawn, okay.
Where do I want this knight to be? You have to do something because the threat is Delta 5 and Eva 4 and Delta 5.
Yeah.
So pawn takes pawn.
Okay, that's the old line. Okay, the old line is echo 5 takes delta 4. More recently, players have been playing queen delta 6. It's to avoid the possibility of pawn echo 4 with a tempo attack on the queen. So if white were to play pawn echo 4, echo 5 to delta 4 is winning a pawn.
Yeah.
But on queen delta 6, it does not prevent delta 5. The knight moves and then you play echo 4.
After pawn delta 5, you might be able to castle or just play rook delta 8. Oh no, you can't. There's a bishop on delta 2.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
So pawn delta 5, you should play queen takes. There's a bishop on delta 2.
You're right. I thought that bishop was in the way.
Pawn delta. pawn delta 5 is not a threat.
Why? I don't see your point. Even if you castle long, I can still support my delta 5 pawn with Charlie 5, and I can break the pin from the rook whenever I want with my queen, by queen move to Bella 3 or something like that.
No, black so takes the pawn right away. It's because the bishop on delta 2 is blocked.
No, he plays queen delta 6.
Yeah.
So if he plays queen delta 6, I play delta 5.
And then queen takes delta 5, I want a pawn.
Yeah, it just takes it.
Why?
The game beat me.
How do you win the pawn? Oh yes, I see my bishop. That's right. No. Sorry, I'm blind. Sorry.
That's <Yeah. laughs>
So. Yeah. The old line is to trade pawns echo 5 to delta 4. I think the more recent line, that is, I'm suggesting perhaps the second half of the 20th century, 1950 onwards, maybe queen delta 6 is a little bit more subtle.
Yeah.
Also known here is knight foxtrot 6, and I think Carlson has played knight golf echo 7. And got away with it as a draw.
I was looking at the knight golf echo 7.
Yeah, that's the only time that move has appeared in the database that I use. So it looks like a move he prepared for one specific opponent, and it got a draw. Right, the game move is the old move. Echo 5 takes delta 4. Black in the game plays echo 5.
Black last move is echo 4, 5. Then
take,
black move.
Takes echo 5 takes delta 4.
Echo. Sorry. Black last move is echo 5. And white move is?
Black's last move is echo 5 takes delta 4.
Pass rejector.
I think he is asking about after echo 5.
Echo 5 was back on about move 7.
Yeah.
What is that move?
Echo 5 was played on move 6. We're now on move 11.
I don't understand. Black move is echo 5 and white move is?
Knight Charlie 3.
Knight.
Mm-hmm. What did you miss? Which move did you miss?
Bishop Bravo 4, then Knight Charlie 3, then Bishop.
Bishop Charlie, Bishop Bravo 4, Bishop Delta 2, Bishop takes Charlie 3.
Okay.
And Bravo takes Charlie 3.
Yes. Echo 4.
Echo 5 takes delta 4 now.
Echo 5. Okay, is it already there? Echo 5 delta 4 now.
4.
Okay.
Yes.
Then?
It's white's move now.
That's who we are here.
Okay. White move now.
White takes the pawn back, but which way?
I think Charlie should take the delta.
You would think, yeah.
Well,
if you take with the echo pawn, these double foxtrot pawns are really horrendous for any ending.
Yeah.
And another pawn island. Yeah.
Yeah, you must keep a flexible center. Yeah, so Charlie 3 takes pawn delta 4. White takes Charlie 3 takes delta 4.
Observe, by the way, these captures have observed the rule about taking towards the center, which usually you do.
Yeah, in general.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's black to play. Any ideas? Mm. In particular, which way are you going to put your king?
Yeah.
Both sides seems dangerous.
Yeah, the Bravo and Charlie files are open for the attack on the king if he goes queenside.
Yeah.
The black knight. Where is the black king? The king's knight. Where is it?
Golf H.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So black has played the Eva 5 takes delta 4.
Yes.
Okay.
And Charlie takes delta 4.
And then white
Charlie takes delta.
Right, that's where we are, yeah.
Okay.
I think king should remain in the center, not necessarily to castle.
Mm.
On echo 7, maybe.
On echo 7? Mm-hmm. Knight.
No, king.
Why do you want to move the king?
Is it necessary to castle queen or king?
Yeah, but
you first got to move the knight. Then he can.
No, no, I tried to saying it's not necessary to castle.
Right.
You can remain king in the center.
I think also it is very compulsory to take a safe side king, and also you have. One attack with rook.
Yep. Because the king side open and the queen side also open, so
the king side is not open, because we have one knight on golf it.
No, it's I'm talking from white side. It's golf file is open now, so white can attack the king side or queen side easily, right?
Yes, one. This is the right idea. Yes.
So that's why we can put the king in the center.
We can.
Let's play knight Eva 7. The
maybe.
Knight goes to Eva 7, so it supports the other knight, because the pin could be annoying to have moved like queen. A 5 or an a 4 followed by bishop bella 5.
Yeah, black put
his knight. And then you can so long.
Black could put his knight on golf 6. That would defend the golf file. And white's got problems with the king. Where's he going to put his king?
Yeah, white also has a problem. Right.
Choices are. To be made anyway, so.
So I'll play knight echo 7 and then see what white does. I guess that's.
Knight echo 7 and then we'll pick up one castle or the other.
Yeah, you keep white guessing partly.
All right. Black in the game plays knight foxtrot 6.
Oh, there's no one.
Copy knight foxtrot 6.
Doesn't seem to have much future there.
But well, if it goes echo 7, golf 6, it can't go anywhere either.
Yeah, but at least it defends the golf file if you
want. From what though? Is white really going to go rook golf 1 and attack with one piece?
Yeah. Wow. Part of it, then you can push pawns.
How does white build against golf 7?
Yeah.
The
If black move is first check 6, so it is clear black want to castle inside. So I think bishop bravo 4.
There's a white black has got a knight on Charlie 6 that can take it.
Is it good for white to change the queens here? Because we have a pair bishop. So the game is, seems open, so we can play with bishops without queens, maybe easily.
I think white would be happy to exchange queens here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So queen bravo 3?
Yeah, maybe. In the very long term. I would rather have two bishops with this pawn structure than the knights.
It's black to move right now.
The two bishops
just played knight, foxtrot 6.
They say the two bishops is worth an extra half a pawn.
The two knights can't get good squares at the moment.
Yeah.
They can move around, they have lots of movements, but they have to move and keep a guard on their own pawns at the same time. Given enough time, white will annoy black by playing rook off 8, rook bravo 1, and force black to be defending. And knights and pawns don't defend each other well. If a pawn is protecting a knight, the knight is not protecting the pawn. If a knight is protecting a pawn, that pawn is not protecting the knight.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a bishop and pawn can protect each other. So in the long term, white wants to trade queens here, and white would also like to trade rooks as well, and play an ending of two bishops against two knights.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it is winning for white, but black will have more awkward questions to answer as the game goes on. Black will have harder tests. Black will have to be more accurate from time to time.
He's got a lead in development, black, but that's probably going to peter out. And white has a double pawn. But I think you're right. White has the advantage all considered.
All right. So black has just played knight foxtrot 6. It's white to play. A little development might assist.
Bishop golf 2?
Bishop David 3, yeah.
Or David 3, yes, possible.
To my knowledge, nobody plays Bishop David 3.
Hmm.
There were three moves on the dame space here.
Bishop echo 2, so you can move, his queen.
Well, there were five games where white played bishop golf 2. There were four games, I think, where white played bishop echo 2. And there were two games where white played the game move.
Rook golf 1?
Not rook off one, no.
What is so wrong about rook off one?
Well, black will just castle and ignore it. You're not gaining anything particular. If you do nothing, black will just castle, put both rooks in the centre, and there's possibility of playing knight takes pawn down to 4. Of course, white's got 4 moves to waste.
So
I think golf 2 is a best move because white want to support fast track 3 because fast track 3 is defensing mode. So that is the reason queen is not move any side.
What do you think about queen Bella 1?
If Bella 1, then queen takes fast track 3.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
And rook is also defensive mode.
Yeah. If queen Bravo 1, queen takes fox something. Queen takes Bravo 7.
7, yes.
It's then met by rook Bravo 8.
Yeah.
Which protects, which, and the knight is always protected on Charlie 6 by the queen. Black does not have to play queen takes hotel 1 yet. Black simply plays rook Bravo 8. White queen must move somewhere. Child takes Charlie 7. And then black picks up queen takes hotel 1. All right, the game move for white is rook Bravo 1. Which is allowing queen takes off 2 if you want.
Wow. We can take Bravo 7.
Yeah. Black should not play, waste time on queen takes off 2. Just leave it there. If in half a dozen moves there's nothing better to play, then play queen takes alpha 2 there. But not at the moment. Not at the moment.
We can. So we are waiting for a white move.
White has played rook Bravo 1.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Black to play. Just black to play. Are you going to allow rook takes Bravo 7?
No. So we can
why not? We can allow it.
Okay,
if rook take Bravo 7, knight takes Delta 4.
Which attacks the rook backwardly, queen from Delta 5 attacks the Bravo 7 rook. Yeah. And you can follow it up with knight takes pawn, foxtrot 3 check.
Yeah.
With all sorts of opportunities for the foxtrot 3 knight to move out of the way later.
Yes.
You might even be winning a whole piece along the way, or more. So if it was white to play, rook takes Bravo 7 is a bad move. Knight takes pawn Delta 4. The rook has to probably the rook could take on Charlie 7.
Mm-hmm.
Knight takes foxtrot 3 check forces King Echo 2. If you want to win an exchange, you can play. Oh, you just simply play knight takes bishop Delta 2, don't you?
Yeah.
And then you're hitting the rook in the corner as well. Your Charlie 6 knight is protected for a move. You'd have to be careful that you're not getting checkmated with a queen Delta 7 check in the middle of all this, which thankfully, because your knight is on foxtrot 6, white will never get queen Delta 7 checking on you. So it looks as if an immediate rook takes Bravo 7 is refuted by knight takes pawn Delta 4.
That's always interesting when it's not really a threat, so that gives black a chance to do something.
So black does not have to defend the Bravo. The Bravo pawn is undefended, but it is defended by a tactic.
Tactics, yeah.
Yes, right.
I think I would try. I would try to castle long. At least at my level, it's not that easy to attack the long castle, and at least you will get some you have your threats with knight delta 4, and so castle long is a possibility, or rook bella 8 if you want to play the defensive mode.
Just play castle kingside.
Keep everything under control.
Knight first strike 3, after that white move.
Knight fox shot 6 for black, white plays rook bravo 1.
Rook bravo 1?
Yes.
Okay, copy. Okay.
It is black now to play.
I can castle kingside.
Kingside, yeah.
Yeah.
I think also castle kingside, queenside.
Queenside would be
more dangerous.
I will play castle queenside and after that bravo 6, and it is almost defensive.
If you can castle queenside, I can play rook bella 5, maybe.
Rook bella.
Or five. First try to castle kingside. After that, double the rooks and attack the kings. It's easy to attack the king on queen side, I think, now.
Okay, if black castles queen side and white castles king side, how is black going to get at the white king? White can put rooks on the Bravo and Charlie pile. You double on them. Maybe think about letting black win the Delta 4 just to open up the Charlie pile. White can play Queen Alpha 4, which means Alpha 7 will always be a little bit weak.
Yeah. This is true.
So if black places the king on the queen side and white castles king side, what plan is black going to use to get at the white king?
Take a lot of effort.
It's going to take an awful lot of moves, isn't it?
Yeah, white's already got open files. Yeah, I think it's bad for black.
Yeah.
You will need to play, though. You need to play gold 5.
Push the pawns.
push the golf pawn.
Or first hotel 5, gold 5, gold 4. It takes lots of time.
Takes time. So yes, castle short is safer.
It's safe and solid, gives nothing away, and says to white, you're the grandmaster, come and beat me. So black in the game, castle's kingside.
Castle kingside.
Kingside. Black castle's kingside.
Copy, black castle kingside.
Hmm. I got this right. Rook bella 1. Yep, castle kingside. All right, it's white to play again. You've got to do something with your light squared bishop. It's got to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Delta 3.
Golf 2.
White alpha pawn is not support also.
Yeah, but black doesn't need to take that yet. If black plays queen takes alpha 2, white can play rook takes bravo 7. Because then the tactic is not available.
Rook bravo 5 for white is one possibility, but I think it's better to develop the bishop.
Bishop delta 2 or bishop delta 3 or bishop eva 2.
Bishop eva 2 is seems very passive. Delta 3 or gof 2 is good, I think, are good.
It's passive, but it defends the Felix 3 pawns and it frees the queen. And then golf 2, it closes the G file for so.
Yeah.
If you put the bishop on golf 2, you can castle, and then maybe you're threatening pawn fox stroke 4. White's problem is if white ever plays pawn echo 4, the delta 4 pawn will be unprotected.
Yeah. So bishop golf 2 and castle, foxtrot 4, and echo 4.
But rook to bravo 5, then the queen has to stop attacking the foxtrot 3 pawn, and then you can develop your bishop to nice places.
Or just play the rook golf 1. Is it necessary to castle for white?
You can't play rook golf 1 and castle. Or you can castle by king hotel 1 and rook golf 1.
We can attack lots of type to golf 7. One is, first of all, we are move our rook to golf 1. Then Vishav golf 2, then Vishav Charlie 3, and Rook Bravo 5. So we have attacked 4 or 5 pieces to golf 1.
You can play Rook golf 1, Rook Bravo 5 to golf 5. This will force pawn golf 6 at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to throw the hotel 2 pawn down the board.
Yeah, weakens the dark squares then.
And at the right moment, white will play pawn foxtrot 4 to allow pawn hotel 5, maybe. Black should get his king off the golf file as quickly as possible.
आप प्राइस शुरू कर दो अब तो बहुत हो गया खेल लिया ना बहुत देर अनु चलो दोनों लोग पढ़ो
सो इफ वी वांट टू अटैक द किंग वी शुड पुट मेबी बिशप डेल्टा 3 इज मोर सेंसिबल हियर
या
मैं राइटिंग कर रहा
हूं यस सो फर्स्ट प्ले रुक ब्रावो 5 या एंड प्ले बिशप डेल्टा 3
या सो कैसल एंड King hotel 1, rook golf 1, etc.
And maybe queen fox shot 1 to golf 2 or hotel 3.
Yeah.
So many ideas. Okay. Alright. White, I don't know what's going through White's mind, but White's playing very slowly. White's in the game, plays bishop to 2. I think your ideas of attacking with both rooks will give you interesting play at club level.
Mm.
Yeah, so your ideas are worth following.
Yeah.
Maybe at this level they won't work, but that's the problem. If you follow Grandmaster Games, you get the Grandmaster attitude of I cannot play in this manner because my opponent refuses, but we can play in that manner because our opponents will become confused. Okay, so white in the game plays bishop echo 2.
Bishop echo 2, interesting.
I think bishop golf 2 is safer.
Yeah.
Well, white's not doing anything. This is a game of two halves, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
If black's playing in his half of the board and white's playing in his half of the board.
So finally, white move bishop eva 2.
Bishop eva 2, yes.
Copy bishop eva 2.
So now white is threatening rook takes bravo 7.
So we play. We play rook beta 8.
It is not a good idea because bishop takes beta 8, knight takes delta 4, and you have support your rook from queen, so you can't take knight. And
what?
It is if bravo 1 takes bravo 7, okay, knight takes delta 4.
So black gets the pawn back. Black doesn't win material this time, but black gets at least a pawn back. Yeah. All right, it's black to play. Any ideas?
Rook bela 8.
Oh, it is black move. Yes. Rook bela 8.
It's very passive again.
Why not bravo 6?
Yes, yeah. Bravo 6 is a good idea.
We can watch out.
Why we have stopped our rook to move bravo 8?
Yeah, but bravo 6 creates a weakness on Charlie 6, and you will probably play rook Charlie 1, queen Charlie 2, bishop Charlie 4, or bishop Bella 5. So I prefer to defend the pawn with the rook.
Mm-hmm. But it will always be defending then. It will always be defending.
No.
Well, at the moment, you don't need to defend the four because if rook takes bravo 7, knight takes delta 4, it's still good for that. If nothing, you get a pass Charlie pawn out of this. You can take the bishop on echo 2 and put a rook behind Charlie 8 and play Charlie 5 4.
Could white play rook takes Charlie 7?
There's a tactic there. maybe knight takes echo 2, queen takes echo 2, queen takes alpha 2. And then black's got a passed outside alpha pawn that needs to be eliminated. So black's no worse.
Can we play knight on a 5?
You can play it, but what are you going to do? Come in Charlie 4?
Yeah, maybe.
If you play knight after 5, rook bravo 5 drops a piece.
Oh, yes, right.
No, it doesn't. The queen takes alpha 2. But you only it does. Rook takes alpha 5, the bishop on delta 2. Mm-hmm.
He's already hitting it.
Yeah.
Maybe rook eva 8 or delta 8.
White queen is all. We are starting for black on.
Anna 6 is good. Anna 6. It's prophylactic. Stop any tactics on Bella 5. I would play Anna 6 here.
All right, okay. Well, black in the game just gets on with developments. Black in the game plays Rook Foxtrot, Echo Ace. There might be a threat here. Black might be threatening Knight takes Delta 4, Echo takes Delta 4, Queen takes Foxtrot 3. Though this might be better with the Alpha Rook sitting on Delta Ace. And it can be followed up with Knight Golf 4. So if Black can play again, Knight takes Delta 4, Echo takes Delta 4, Queen takes Foxtrot 3, Rook Golf 1, Knight Golf 4, threatens both Foxtrot 2 and Knight takes Hotel 2. Black's getting quite a lot of play for this, the piece with two pawns.
Yeah. And you better do something else to lose the endgame otherwise with those two bishops.
Yeah. This is what White is playing for. This is why White isn't trying anything. What White is saying about move 50, my bishops will be better than your knights.
Yeah, if you just slowly develop a little bit, that's all.
So this is why White is playing slowly. White is just expecting to develop. At some point, challenge queens, trade them off. At some point, challenge rooks, trade them off. And go into an ending of two bishops against two knights. And it should favour the Grandmaster against an untitled player. No matter how good the untitled player is. As I said, had he dedicated his life to chess, like other people had, he would have become a grandmaster. There's no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. Because he hardly any play or study, yet he was good enough to sit down and put up a really good fight against grandmasters without doing a fraction of the work they did to achieve their status. So he had a lot of natural talent, but what he also had was a family to feed.
And he has to decide whether if he really worked hard, whether he get it like into the top 10 or the top one. But if he's number 200, that's pretty bad for the family.
Well, this is 1962. Mm. So, I mean, Spassky has yet to make a name for himself. Tal and Botvinnik are the guys fighting it out for world champion. Petrosian is just about to come through in a year's time. Spassky in 4 years' time. Fischer will be bubbling under in about 4 years' time.
Well, for instance, Spassky has to decide, you know. He has to gamble. He turns out he wins because he makes it. But he could have made it only the top 50 or something, and there goes his life.
Yeah, and in the meanwhile, once you give up a regular career to take on chess and fail, you've lost 10 years. Mm-hmm. Lost 10 years of status in a regular career.
Trying to go back to the career is tough.
It's difficult to get back in, yeah.
I bet Botvinnik was the rare exception where he had a career and world championship, but that may not be possible anymore.
Not so today. I think if you're going to be world champion, you have to commit yourself totally to chess.
Yeah.
All right, so rook fox for take h8. It's white to play, and there's a threat of knight take pawn delta 4 if white is not careful. White to play, any ideas?
Well, black last move is fast track rook echo 8.
Rook fox plus echo 8. Remember, white's plan is just to slowly eliminate queen and rooks. It's on with the ending.
Bishop Charlie 3. We can play then the king to delta 2 and try to set up some kind of attack on the golf file, or we can move the rook to beta 5.
Rook beta 5 is interesting. It might be forced queen down to 7, but then the queen can come in on hotel 3 and be annoying. So you might be pushing the black queen to somewhere she would like to go.
Mm-hmm. So that's the point of playing the bishop to Charlie 3, that it also allows you to play Eva 5.
Eva 4, yeah.
Eva 4, yes. Eva 4.
Yeah.
It looks like white castling doesn't work because the knight takes pawn. Though there's. If simply pawn takes knight, it doesn't work. But.
Oh, it does. If white castle king takes, knight takes delta 4, loses a piece. Simply echo takes delta 4. What's his black got?
Queen takes bishop.
There's nothing on it. There's a rook stun echo 8.
No. That's what black has, queen takes bishop.
No, the bishops are on echo 2 and delta 2.
Yeah, white castles and black plays knight takes delta 4.
Yeah, and then pawn takes delta 4.
And then queen takes...
Queen's on delta 5.
Oh, it's not on the echo 5. Okay.
It's not on echo 6, no. All right. What's in the game is saying, I don't want to attack. I'm just playing for a long term.
So you can just castle.
So he just castle. Yeah, this is what White has been saying all game. White has been saying, okay, you've played the trigger in defence on move 2. I know that there's a line where you give a bishop for knight twice. I'm quite happy to go down that, and I want you to prove that your two knights are going to be better than my two bishops in the end game. So White is just saying, I don't want any complications. I'm just happy to play a positional game, and we'll see what happens in the end game. Back to play. Any ideas?
It's getting desperate for black here.
I still want to defend the beta 7 pawn with beta 8.
Well, the same tactic applies. If rook takes beta 7, knight takes delta 4, is useful for black. Black is quite happy with the play, so
I want to get rid of that threat. So
yeah, but it is not a threat. That is the point.
Not yet.
Rook takes Delta 7, knight takes Delta 4, and black will be okay.
I don't like that much of pawns. They're hanging for too long for that's all.
Sorry, was what was the white last move?
Castle's king side.
Okay.
Black to play.
I think white is threatening now. Queen to Bravo 3.
Well, if queen's a four stop, black can play pawn Bravo 6. Oh, hang on, this bishop Bravo 5 might prove awkward.
Yep. Oh yeah, the pin is there again. What is that? It's just progress for white to change course. Move towards that nice looking endgame.
Queen Bravo 3 doesn't really threaten anything, does it? Oh, it threatens Queen takes Bravo. Actually, Queen Bravo 3 takes Bravo 7, but Bravo 8, Queen Alpha 6. It's not clear that the white queen is going to be worse.
Well, it threatens Queen takes Queen for white.
Yeah, but black takes with a 9.
Yeah, that's progress, I think. That's exchange queens. And if black backs off, you know, I mean, black has just got a bad situation here.
But the combination of knight takes delta 4 works only as long as the queen stands on delta 5. So I still have a threat by playing first rook beta 5. Queen moves, and then queen takes beta 7, and then rook takes beta 7.
Do that, yeah.
If rook Bravo 5, black might have to play queen takes alpha 2.
Yeah, so then I can play your rook takes beta 7, and I'm quite happy. The Charlie 7 pawn is under attack. The rook is not, the queen is not very well placed. Black's queen is not very well placed. And
I think black will also move Eva 7, and after that he will back to back rook, and then he takes knight. To delta 4.
Yeah, and you can, if you double rooks on the echo file, you are threatening knight to take pawn delta 4.
Yeah.
Of course, if white ever takes pawn takes delta 4, rook takes echo 2, the ending is horrible for white. This is all a bit slow, isn't it, still? It's something, rook echo 7 and double rooks. It's a plan.
Yep. So maybe we'll be able to take the bishop with that little combination.
All right. Well, black in the game just says, I want you to prove to me you're a grandmaster. I'll just get on and put my pieces on good squares and see what happens. So black in the game plays rook Anna Delta 8.
Oh. Only sensible move, I think. In the position.
Black's got some stuff down the center.
Yeah, there's central pressure. It's white who has to be careful in the short term. If white plays something like Queen Charlie 2, that's a blunder because of knight takes pawn delta 4.
Yeah.
And if pawn takes knight delta 4, rook takes echo 2, white has not got time for Queen takes Charlie 7 because black has rook takes bishop delta 2. So the white pieces are a bit tied down here. But black has no threats. The white center is solid. It's white does nothing with the center. Black can't break through.
With Bernard, I need Bishop Charlie 3, maybe.
Just strengthening the center, yeah.
Yeah.
And the bishop can drop back to Alpha 1 if need be.
Yeah.
Rook Eco 1.
And it takes away the knight takes Delta 4 idea.
Yep.
Rook Echo 1 doesn't make any sense.
Well, it protects the bishop again, which is something.
It's just protecting Echo 2 so the white queen can move away somewhere.
Queen can move, yeah.
Well, we need the rook on golf file, not Echo file, I think.
Okay, so you could play King Hotel 1, Rook Golf 1 for a shuffle.
Yeah.
Play Anna 4. Anna 4, Bishop Bella 5, and Rook Charlie 1.
Okay, to just play it slowly, positionally, don't make any great threats. Just slowly improve the pieces, okay? So there's not much white can do in the center, is there? If you play Pawn Echo 4, you're losing your Delta 4 pawn, maybe.
Yeah.
So white's just got to take it slowly. But maybe King Hotel 1, Rook Golf 1. Put the rook on golf 2 and then think again. Because if you put your king on hotel 1 rook on golf, the hotel 2 pawn might become a little bit of a target if black can get the heavy pieces onto the hotel 5. All right, white in the game plays pawn alpha 4. I think it's just stopping black from playing queen takes alpha 2 at some point.
Yeah.
And make a sport point on Bella 5.
Yep.
Okay. Taken by the queen, even. So, yeah, that rook to Bravo 5. It's a real threat to win a pawn.
White has to be careful now, because if rook takes Bella 7, knight takes Echo Delta 4, he's threatening knight takes Echo 2 check, followed by queen takes Bishop Delta 2.
Yeah.
Again, we have the we can play the in between move rook Bella 5 before grabbing the pawn.
Yeah. So maybe now black has to play alpha 6 to stop that.
Anna 6, rook, yes, Anna 6 now.
Yeah, it seems necessary.
Rook takes Bella 7 is not a threat. So you only need to defend against this. Oh, you're threatening Rook Bravo 5, Queen move, Rook takes.
Yes.
So we are waiting black after Alpha 4.
Yeah.
All right, black in the game decides to say Rook takes Bravo 7 isn't a real threat. I'll just ignore it and see if I can create a few vague threats in my own. Black in the game plays Rook Delta 6.
Rook Delta 6, copy Rook Delta 6.
moving the pieces to towards the king, like white king.
So if black can move the foxtrot six knight, there's ideas of rook golf six check in the air. So now the tactics are beginning to flow.
Yeah.
I think delta six, rook delta six is not a good move, because now lots of chances for white.
Why not?
Now white will come rook eco bravo 5.
Mm-hmm.
And sorry.
Yes.
And white have no idea. He compulsory move his queen to eco 2, and after that we will
eco 6.
Mm-hmm. Delta 5.
Yes, queen delta 5 to eco 6. But the threat is still knight takes delta 4, because then the bishop is defending only once.
Yeah, and attack twice, right?
There's this rook and...
Rook beta 5, queen echo 6, and what will you do?
Queen echo 6, then we will play your rook eva 1.
Yes, eva 1, yes.
But now the queen can attack on the king side.
Queen hotel 3. Bishop foxtrot 1, queen hotel 4. The hotel 2 pawn is a problem. If black establishes a queen on hotel 3 or hotel 4, all black needs to do is move the foxtrot 6 knight and play rook to either the golf file. It can't go rook to the hotel file, yes. So there are lots of vague looking threats that could happen here. I mean, black has got 5 active pieces. White has got what? 1 active piece. The two bishops are developed, but they're not really active. White's got 5 active pieces. But there's no... The only real weakness in the white camp is hotel 2 or golf 2. The square golf 2 and the pawn on hotel 2.
But it's very interesting. It's very interesting because the position is not so closed, and white has her bishop, but black has active game.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So this is beginning to get a little bit dangerous. Yeah. All right. So I don't know what's going through white's mind here. White in the game decides it's time to do something active at last. White in the game plays pawn echo 4.
Mm. So he allowed to queen takes delta 4.
Yes.
Why not? Why? Interesting. Mm.
And after queen takes delta 4, you're threatening queen takes delta 2 winning a piece.
Yeah.
Yeah, the black has a nice delta file.
Yeah, very interesting.
No, I'm not.
Can black play queen takes pawn delta 4 safely?
Probably. There will be some attack with moves like Bishop Felix 4, and it's probably worth a try. I think the alternative move would be Queen Hotel 5 to try to attack on the h2 pawn.
Okay. So they are the two main moves to analyze. You either take the pawn and see what happens, or you play Queen Hotel 5 and start looking for a kingside attack.
I think he will take Delta 5 because he have already support with Rook. So yes. It's compulsory to White support his Bishop also. So he is attacking side.
Yeah. I think most club players would take the pawn.
Yes. That implies it's not the game move. Wow. That's amazing.
Ha 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 ha. Yes, that was a clever interpretation, wasn't it?
Maybe. Which means quite a very good move for him.
Well, all right, let's have a look. Queen takes Delta 4. You cannot allow Queen takes Delta 2, so the bishop, well, you can't protect this in any way. You must move the bishop.
Felix 4
is the only obvious square. And if Black moves the Queen out of the way, Bishop takes Rook Delta 6. Black is losing exchange. So Black must, after Bishop Fox top 4, Queen must play Queen takes Queen Delta 1.
Mm-hmm.
And White probably plays Rook Fox top takes Delta 1.
Mm-hmm.
Then Black has an exchange attack. So Black probably has to play Rook takes Rook Delta 1 check, and White plays. Maybe White plays Bishop takes Rook Delta 1, and then Black is threatening Rook takes Bravo 7, and Bishop takes Charlie 7.
Wait. After you play the Bishop to Felix 4, the Rook retreats to Delta 7. It's simple. It is better. What do you play? Bishop Felix 4, Rook Delta 6 to Delta 7.
Bravo 7.
You play Rook takes Bravo 7?
Yeah.
Queen takes Delta 4. After that, Vishavo first track 4. We are thinking or it is already moved?
No, we just thinking.
Searching the move.
If White plays Queen takes Queen Delta 4 at any point, the Black Knight will come in takes Delta 4 with a tempo attack on the Echo 2 Bishop. So Black, what are you going to do? Are you going to take a pawn and give White some activity, or are you going to ignore the pawn and try for activity yourself?
If we take the pawn, we will lose our good position, right, in the game?
You will give White the initiative.
Yeah, so why we should do that? It's not necessary.
In that case, you must move your queen. And you have to decide where.
Queen Hotel 5 is very, very active position.
It is. But before you decide that for your move. You have to analyze, if you move your queen to hotel 5, what are you going to do if white continues to push further with pawn echo 5?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Then go 5. Knight. Where?
Knight,
go 4.
Knight, go 4.
And also, Vishab is attacking to rook, so it is also compulsory to back that move. Because if a knight is first track 4, then first of all, we will take Vishab takes delta 6, and if a queen takes delta 6, we will take golf knight. So we are 2 plus point. One is knight and the second is rook replaced by bishop. And if we takes bishop rook from bishop, so we can also exchange our queen. So that is not a good idea. First of all, it is compulsory for bishop on prospect 4 to support your bishop, rook.
So, if we're playing queen hotel 5, what's it black to do if white pushes on pawn echo 5?
When we back our rook to delta 7, we are also defends the echo 5.
Instead of knight go 4, I think knight echo 4 is better, right?
Foxtrot takes echo 4, attacks the queen.
Ah, attacking queen. Yeah. So we should not go for Foxtrot go 4.
So white move is final on Foxtrot 4, last move.
Play rook. We can play rook takes the delta 4 and then rook hotel 4.
Just I am confused. Our last move is queen takes delta 5 and after that.
No, the last move played by white is pawn echo 4.
Okay, white move is echo 4. Okay, we are searching for black.
The black queen is on delta 5. Yeah.
Black queen is delta.
And we're thinking queen takes pawn delta 4 is giving white too much activity. So we're looking at queen hotel 5. But I want you to give me an answer. If queen hotel 5 for black, what is black to do if white plays pawn?
No, just a minute. Queen never takes delta 4.
Queen just analyze the pawn. Analyze the position.
Yes.
Okay. So queen hotel 5, echo 5, and the rook takes delta 4 is an interesting option.
Pawn takes foxtrot 6, then what?
Then what?
Is there any pawn in delta 4?
No.
Yes.
Okay.
There's a pawn on delta 4.
Okay. So black never takes.
It was not game move. It was just analyze the position.
Okay. So I am proposed to take delta 4 by queen.
Yeah, but white will get activity.
Yeah.
White will get the pawn back eventually, either on Bravo 7 or Charlie 7. And have an active position with the bishop pair, which is just what white wants. So, we are analysing queen hotel 5, but white can then play pawn echo 5. What are you going to do?
Rook takes delta 4.
Then pawn foxtrot 4.
Pawn foxtrot 4.
Echo 2 attacks back queen.
Can I play probably
rook takes delta 2?
I have a check for let's see.
Where?
There is no check anywhere because you can't.
I have a check on golf 6. I have a check.
Okay. Yes.
Ranking hotel 1.
Yeah, but I may have something better than the check for.
Queen go 6 check, right?
Yes. Knight king hotel 1.
Yeah. And maybe we can play the rook to delta. We can maybe play the rook to delta 8, or we can move the knight, or we can move the knight to knight eva 4.
Knight eva 4, bishop hotel 5.
Bishop hotel 5.
Yeah, this is getting tricky.
Yeah.
You're winning a piece on delta 2 at some point.
Yeah. So the line is not bad for black.
Okay, queen hotel 5, echo 5, and
if queen hotel 5, echo 5, is there any joy in knight takes pawn delta 4?
The 4, yes.
The echo 5 pawn is pinned.
Mm-hmm.
But I still don't see where the problem is with the line we were analyzing. with queen, queen gives a check on golf 6, and then knight eva 4. And even if you play the bishop to hotel 5, I have a good square on eva 6 for my queen. So, I was analyzing the line with queen hotel 5. Then he played eva 5. Rook takes delta 4. Then he suggested that he should play.
Okay, 50 rupees.
Foxtrot 4.
Should play Felix 4, Queen golf six check, queen hotel, king hotel one, knight eva four, bishop hotel five, queen eva six.
Mm-hmm. Bishop
gold
four. Then you got queen check,
check
out five. Oh no,
you haven't. It's four. No, but I can still repeat the queen on.
Golf six again.
No, I can still.
No. You retreat to echo seven, and then white is losing. White has to play rook rather two to avoid losing a piece.
Right.
So you lost your rook, activity.
The rook rather two, black goes rook echo delta eight and still wins a piece in delta two. So after rook takes delta four, white is about to lose a piece on delta two. Mm-hmm. All right, here's another line. Queen hotel five, pawn echo five, rook takes delta four. What's he going to do about echo five takes foxtrot six?
Excuse me, Paul.
If queen hotel five,
yes,
pawn echo five, rook mm-hmm. takes delta four, echo takes foxtrot six. What now?
I think we can just play. We can play your rook delta eight probably.
Rook Bravo 2.
Rook takes Delta 2.
Rook takes Delta 2 for white.
Okay, then Queen Golf 5 check.
Mm-hmm.
And I get the bishop on there and I get the piece on Delta 2.
Okay, that was forcing.
Yeah, that's a forcing line.
So it's going to come down to pawn structures. White's going to have tripled F pawn. Black's going to have three pawns and each one on the queen side. And that should be sufficient for a win. So it looks as if after queen hotel five, pawn echo five, rook takes delta four, creates sufficient complications for black. So the game move for black is queen hotel five.
Wow.
So finally, move queen hotel five.
Queen hotel five, yeah.
Copy.
And now, if white plays pawn echo five, rook takes delta four looks very strong. White would probably have to play after rook if echo five, rook takes delta four, queen Charlie two, and then. Maybe queen takes echo five and black is just two pawns up and much better.
Better, yes.
Okay. So pawn echo five is no good for white here. So what does white do instead? Any ideas?
God, these guys.
Delta five.
Okay, you want to kick the Charlie six knights around, okay?
Foxtrot four also is good option.
I think rook bravo five is also good options. If he moves queen move to golf six, we can. Take our rook to golf five.
Mm-hmm. What if the queen goes to hotel three?
Queen to hotel three.
What?
Queen to hotel three. Three.
We play bishop to Felix four after queen hotel three. should be enough to save the pawn, and it attacks the rook, and it
will move. But then black has rook takes delta 6, delta 4, there's nothing protecting it.
Yeah.
The queen is protecting, I don't know.
It's protected by knight Charlie 6.
If queen hotel 3, maybe foxtrot 4.
You're still losing on delta 4 and or echo 4.
Okay, right.
So black has just played queen hotel 5 game. And now black is threatening something to h delta 4.
So when is queen is hotel 4, I will take delta echo 5. So if rook takes our pawn, I will take knight from my pawn.
So after queen hotel 5, game move. Rook bravo 5 doesn't seem to work.
Yes.
So white must do something about the delta 4 pawn. What?
My move is rook bravo 5, then black move to?
If rook bravo 5, queen foxtrot 4.
Queen foxtrot 4. How can go queen foxtrot 4?
Sorry, hotel 4. Maybe hotel 4. If hotel 4, you will play bishop golf 5.
I move bravo 5, rook bravo 5, queen.
Yeah, the queen can go to hotel 3.
Queen hotel 3. I will move echo 5.
Okay, rook takes delta 4.
Rook takes delta 4.
Pawn takes Felix 6,
Pawn takes foxtrot 6.
And then rook echo delta 8.
Rook
echo delta 8.
Four delta.
Double the rook.
Four delta 8, okay. then.
You have to play rook bravo 2.
Yeah.
Yes, rook bravo 2. Yes.
And then the rook on delta 4 comes across to hotel 4. And how are you going to stop queen takes hotel 2, mate?
When rook is bravo 2, then black move.
Rook hotel 4.
Rook hotel 4.
Rook hotel 4. Thank you.
Threatening to checkmate.
Okay, hotel 4. Then, if we move our bishop, we have lost this. And what is. Dangerous.
It's nice.
It's losing. Yes.
It's losing, yes. You have to take knight first, it is danger for it.
So after queen hotel 5, we can play delta 5 or, yes, delta 5, I think. Or bishop Charlie 3.
So bishop Charlie 3 also move, But, yes, Vishav Charlie 3 is a better move than Vishav is Echo 3. So, Vishav Charlie move is a good idea, but we have lost defense from any attack from our Vishav to Queen.
Yeah, If bishop Charlie 3, black can play knight takes pawn delta 4. If bishop takes knight delta 4, rook echo delta ace. And if rook bravo 4, pawn Charlie 5, gets the piece back with advantage. Black will have a pass pawn on the delta 5, backed up by rooks.
And if we play delta 5, knight delta 4 would be played. Right?
And then the knight is well placed, isn't it? To undermine the
knight.
Well, maybe that's all white has. The game move for white is pawn delta 5. And the game move for black is, as just pointed out, knight delta 4.
So final move is delta 5.
White move, pawn delta 5. Black game move is knight delta 4. If you play the knight to foxtrot 4, sorry, echo 5, you're giving white the possibility of moves like pawn foxtrot 4.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can put a knight on golf 4, so I think that's okay. Knight delta 4 has ideas of tactics on the echo file, maybe. You're after knight delta 4, you're threatening very simply knight takes pawn delta 5. The game move knight delta 4, you're threatening knight takes pawn delta 5. And if echo takes delta 5, either rook or knight takes echo 2. Probably the knight. So now you see the advantage of black having centralized both his rooks, putting a rook on the echo and the delta file. These white pieces on delta 2 and echo 2 are vulnerable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, white was investing in a static center in the hope that it will just slowly but surely drift into an ending with two bishops against two knights. Well, it's looking a little bit more tactical now.
Yeah, it looks like maybe you shouldn't have pushed that pawn.
White has everything, but black has initiative and active game.
Black is threatening knight to pawn delta 5, winning at least a pawn, if not two pawns.
So good pawn center, not always the advantage.
I think you should have left it alone instead of pushing it and weakening it and such. I think he expected queen takes delta 4. Black didn't do that. That was very good by black.
Maybe white was focusing heavily on queen takes delta 4 and realizing that the bishop there would slowly but surely get into the game.
But black has something to do.
It's hot now. I'm going to the farmer's market.
Okay. Well, we are threatening knight takes pawn delta 5. White have got to do something about that.
Okay. Bishop Charlie 4.
After delta 5, any move from black side?
Knight delta 4.
Bishop Charlie knight. 4, it's remember you have the very three pawn that's hanging. It's attacked twice.
Ah, yes. Right.
Sorry?
If he plays Bishop Charlie 4, I can play knight takes foxtrot 3. Check and checkmate.
Yes.
Yes, right.
Is it checkmate after knight takes three?
Not quite, because I'm playing queen takes a knight, but...
King golf two. King golf two. Oh, it's his checkmate. It's his checkmate. You go queen golf four check.
Yeah.
King hotel one, queen hotel three, and queen takes hotel two is mate, or white gives up queen into nine. Mm.
Mm. Yeah, so.
So, black has just played.
White knight on echo five.
Delta four.
Black
knight on delta four.
Okay, white knight delta four, okay. Now is white move.
Yes.
And black is threatening knight takes pawn delta five.
So just ignore and the rook takes bravo seven.
Well, that is the game move. What else has white got? Rook takes pawn bravo seven. Mm-hmm. Right, so White has played rook takes pawn, bravo. Haven't given enough time while we play rook takes pawn. Charlie 7, rook takes pawn, alpha 7, promote the alpha pawn.
Being given time, yes.
Key phrase, being given time.
Yeah. All right, it's black to play. I've given you one idea, knight takes pawn, delta 5.
Yeah.
Have you got anything better?
Anything better? Okay.
I think. Yeah.
All right. Where is the big weakness in the white position? Which would you say is the weakest of all the white pieces on the board?
Echo two.
Which one looks in the most danger?
Echo two.
Echo two, why?
The knight's already hitting it, and the queen and rook are pointing towards it.
The queen, too.
So the queen on hotel five has an x-ray attack onto echo two. The rook on echo eight has an x-ray attack onto echo two.
Yeah.
So knight takes pawn eva four.
So you're looking at playing knight takes pawn echo four now.
Yes.
With the idea of just maybe just playing knight takes bishop delta 2 and then playing knight takes bishop echo 2 check.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly if knight takes pawn echo 4, fox top takes echo 4, what follows up?
Knight takes echo 2.
King golf 2.
Queen golf 4.
King hotel 1 force.
Mm-hmm.
Queen foxtrot 3.
No.
Is mate. Because your knight on echo 2 guards golf 1. So the proposed move is knight takes pawn echo 4. If foxtrot takes echo 4, knight takes echo 2 is check. If the king goes immediately into the corner, queen foxtrot 3 is mate. If the white king comes forward, king golf two, we force him into the corner with queen golf four check, king hotel one, queen fox shot three is mate. And by playing knight takes pawn echo four, you've done something else very important in the position. Something else happens when a unit moves.
The rook can come to the king side.
The delta six rook can move sideways across to the king side. And the knight on fox dot six was blocking the way.
My goodness.
So if black wakes up, there is a possibility of knight takes pawn echo four. And if white does nothing, black will just play knight takes bishop on delta two and then pick up a piece on echo with knight takes echo two check. And it's probably, it won't quite be mate to follow. But it's as good as. Black's a safe, solid piece up. So knight takes echo 4, there's threats of knight takes delta 2, knight takes echo 2 check. Knight takes echo 4, foxtrot takes echo, loses to knight takes echo 2, followed by a quick mate on the light squares.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the rook on delta 6 has got a free passage to golf 6, or depending on how the game goes, to hotel 6. So, spend another 5 minutes analysing all the light, the pleasant lines, and play it. The game move for black is knight takes pawn, echo 4. Now it's black to play. Any idea? Sorry, it's white to play. Any ideas? White to play.
We are waiting for white move after knight delta 4.
Rook takes bravo 7.
Okay, rook takes bravo 2.
7. Yeah. And black plays knight takes pawn, echo 4.
Knight takes echo?
Echo 4.
This knight, okay. This knight.
Knight on foxtrot 6 takes echo 4.
Okay.
And it's white to play.
That's the fantastic move from white black side.
Yep. Okay, well, black is clearly threatening knight takes bishop on delta 2, followed by knight takes echo 2 check. So you either move the delta 2 bishop, or you protect this, or you protect the echo 2 bishop. And you also have to be aware, if you try a move like rook echo 1, if you try rook echo 1, black might have knight takes foxtrot 2, king takes foxtrot 2, queen takes hotel 2, check, followed by rook golf 6 to golf 1.
The problem is you have to guard against the queen, rook hotel 6 because of the checkmate in hotel 2. And if you play bishop hotel 4, bishop Felix 4, then you lose Eva bishop anyway. Knight Charlie 3, I think.
So the bishop on delta 2 is overloaded. If the bishop comes to foxtrot 4, it loses control of Charlie 3.
Yes.
But if the bishop stays where it is, the simple threat is knight takes delta 2, followed by rook hotel 6, or maybe rook golf 6 check first, just to force king hotel 1, then rook hotel 6. And the only way to stop mate is for white to give up queen for rook, and that's simply losing.
Mm-hmm.
So white has to make a move.
Rook bravo 2, only sensible move.
It will be the same story. You play knight takes delta 2. Whichever rook piece you take with, rook, then rook,
rook takes delta 2.
Okay, then rook golf 6 check.
King hotel 1.
I think rook hotel 6 is a simple move. That means green takes hotel 2 mates, it's all over. if white allows knight takes delta 2. There is one connection to rook golf 6, rook hotel 6.
If he takes our rook to bravo 4.
White, if white plays rook bravo 4.
Yeah, so it's dead.
Okay, if rook bravo 4, is there a defense?
Rook bravo 4?
Yeah. Well, clearly knight takes echo 2 check, queen takes echo 2, the black echo 4 knight is pinned against the echo 8 rook. So that knight can't, on echo 4 can't move. No. That's no good either.
No.
That's no good. All right. And after rook bravo 4, white is threatening rook takes knight delta 4.
So the game move is rook bravo 4?
The game move is not rook bravo 4.
Okay.
So if rook bravo 4, we need to find a continuation here. Well, if nothing else, there's rook takes pawn delta 5. And then black is a very comfortable one pawn up, that's not comfortable. It's good, but it's not comfortable.
But what do you play against rook golf 6 check?
Yeah, king hotel 1.
And rook hotel 6?
Bishop takes rook hotel 6.
Oh yes, sorry. No, doesn't work.
You could try rook golf 6 check. No, that won't work either. I was going to go queen hotel 3. It doesn't work.
Okay, rook golf 6, then king hotel 1, knight takes delta 2.
Okay, rook takes delta 4.
Rook hotel 6.
Ah, there you have it. So, after rook bravo 4, we do the same trick. We want to eliminate delta 2 and then play rook hotel 6. Okay, so if the proposed rook bravo 4, rook golf 6 check first, king hotel 1, knight takes bishop delta 2, removing the protection. Where the queen takes delta 2 or rook takes delta 4, we play rook hotel 6 and there's a mate. Oh no! No, it doesn't work. Look at this. The plan doesn't work. Let's go back. Rook bravo 4, rook golf 6 check. King hotel 1, knight takes delta 2, queen takes delta 2. And if rook hotel 6, white has queen, foxtrot 4. Ah, but then black has knight takes echo 2. So black should not flick in rook golf 6 check. If rook bravo 4, white should play knight takes delta 2, queen takes delta 2, rook hotel 6 immediately. And if white plays queen foxtrot 4 to protect hotel 2, you play knight takes echo 2, check, winning the black white queen on foxtrot 4. So, rook bravo 4 loses to knight takes delta 2. Alright, so white in the game has to make a move. White in the game plays bishop foxtrot 4. which allows black to simply win a piece.
So white move is bishop fox 4.
Bishop fox 4, yep.
Knight Charlie 3.
It was yep. Knight Charlie 3.
Yeah, the game move for black is knight Charlie 3. And if white plays queen takes knight delta 4, knight takes echo 2, check, picks off the light.
Some people have all the luck.
Yeah. Well, white made a weakness of the delta 4 square on move 1, didn't he, by occupying it with a pawn.
Yep.
So, white in the game plays queen delta 3. It's protecting fox dot 3 against ideas of a mate. So, black has just played game move knight Charlie 3. White has just played game move queen delta 3. It's black to play. You're clearly going to take a piece and echo 2. But which piece and why?
Both will win, probably.
Yeah, but one is slightly better than the other. I will both win. I agree.
I think I will grab with a Charlie Knight just to keep the other knight attacking the Foxtrot 3 square.
Yeah. It also means that both knights are a little bit closer to the White King. Yeah. If you take with the Delta Knight, the Charlie 3 Knight won't be influenced in the battle, but at least the Delta 4 Knight has a fight against Foxtrot 3. Mm-hmm. All right, Queen Delta 3. All right, where are we? Knight Delta 4. R7. Knight 2, Delta 4. Foxtrot 4. Right, I see. It probably does matter this. It probably doesn't matter. It probably doesn't matter.
Queen is delta 3, so
yeah.
Delta 4 takes echo 2, check, and queen is in danger.
There's lots of ideas. Knight delta takes echo 2. Check, king moves. Knight takes foxtrot 4 is quite good as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the bishop foxtrot 4 gave away another piece, but maybe there's nothing better. That's, you know.
And then the knight can retreat, takes to, okay. Knight delta, either knight takes echo 2, followed by knight takes foxtrot 4. Followed by knight takes delta 5, and black is just what? A piece and a pawn up.
And the better
king side pawn structure. And the knight on delta 5 backably protects Charlie 7.
And after you have taken the bishop on Felix 4, then you can move your rook to hotel 6.
Yeah, there are so many ways. Oh, right, okay. There are so many ways to win this. You could lose on time trying to win.
Yes.
In the quickest manner, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're confronted with a position like this in live play, if you see one good line that you know is safe, solid, winning, and there's no arguments, just play it.
Let's do it, yeah.
Yeah, you can argue about missing the fancy queen sacrifice in the bar later. Right. You might spend 20 minutes on the fancy queen sacrifice and miss something. Yeah, so grandmasters and masters in general like to find the quickest win as a point of honour. Club players just take the safest win you have. Even if it takes you 20 moves longer, a piece up in an ending, take it. No pressure on you. All right. In the game, black plays rook golf 6 check. And in the game, white plays bishop golf 3.
He let him save that bishop there, okay.
Well, I think you can take it from me that we wouldn't be studying this game if he had just blundered away at so there is something else going to happen here. There's something instructive to follow. But I agree with you. Knight takes echo 2 followed by knight takes foxtrot 4, and I think white would just resign.
I think he'd resign then, so that could be the quickest to, anyway, actually.
Out of sheer embarrassment, yeah.
Everything's going in the box.
Okay, so let's see how black finishes it off. I agree with you. Knight takes echo 2, knight takes foxtrot 4 is just clinical. So you probably would not have stepped this over the board. All right, black in the game, plays knight on Charlie 3, takes echo 2, check.
Knight Charlie 3 takes?
Echo 2, yeah. The rook goal 6, check, followed by bishop goal 3, then knight Charlie 3 takes echo 2, check. Well, it makes some sense, because if white goes king golf 2, then knight foxtrot 4 check does win the white queen. So the white king must go sideways. If king golf 2, knight foxtrot 4 check, and the light square, the dark squared bishop is pinned.
Queen and rook.
The knight takes foxtrot 4 check would also have won the queen.
If it went to golf 2, yeah. It would have gone to hotel 1, though, yeah. Right. But then knight takes foxtrot 4, hits the queen, and sets up queen hotel 3.
Yes.
There's just so many wins.
Almost everything wins, you know.
All right, so the king, white, knight take knight Charlie takes echo 2 check, king hotel 1, and now it's black to play. What are you going to do?
Queen hotel 3.
Okay, what's the idea of queen hotel 3?
Queen takes foxtrot 1.
Well, that's a bit crude, yeah.
We need more material.
Yes. Well, your whole piece of your knights are solid. Every black piece is actually better than every white piece, I would suggest. The black queen is better. The two rooks are better. They're both active. The white rook on Bravo 7 isn't doing anything apart from hitting pawns that are of no great value at the moment. So you're right. The game moves queen hotel 3. And there's now possibilities of moves like knight foxtrot 4. And if bishop takes foxtrot 4, queen golf 2 is mate. So white in the game plays rook foxtrot bravo 1.
Foxtrot.
Now he's got double rooks. Woohoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got to be careful. If you lift your...
Finally.
Yeah, if you lift your echo 8 rook off the back rank, you will get back rank mated. Cool.
Major things have happened.
All right, it's black in the game to play. How are you going to finish this game off?
Queen golf to check.
It is almost checkmate because.
Okay.
Queen is golf 2, so it is almost finished.
You could play pawn hotel 5, pawn hotel 4, and when the bishop moves, queen golf 2 is mate.
Mm-hmm. Knight foxtrot 4.
That would be met by queen foxtrot 1. If knight foxtrot 4,
after knight takes echo 2 check and king hotel 1, is the black blast move?
Queen hotel 3.
That is not a good idea, because I think I think okay, queen hotel 3. Okay. Then white move.
Rook foxtrot bravo 1.
Rook foxtrot golf 1. Okay.
Bravo 1.
Rook foxtrot
bravo 1.
Bravo 1. And where is bravo rook?
Golf 6 and echo 8.
Rook bravo 4 also.
Okay, rook bravo 4.
No,
okay.
Rook is bravo 7. Bravo.
Ah,
rook
really?
Rook is bravo 7. Okay, now we have two rook on line. Okay.
Yeah. But it is black to play.
So we are trying to
we check. We want to bravo checkmate.
Then check and checkmate. We are trying to. Okay.
Rook takes golf 3.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Black. Somebody is suggesting rook takes bishop golf 3. Well, it has to be foxtrot takes golf 3. What is your follower?
Knight takes golf 3. Check.
Knight takes golf 3. Check. This will force king golf 1. Then what is your follower?
Queen, foxtrot 1, mate.
No, there's a rook on bravo 1.
Oh, oops. Oh,
okay. I think...
first move is knight foxtrot 4.
Yes, 100%. Because if he will go, white will go bravo 8, we are finish this game to queen golf 2. It is complete.
If knight foxtrot 4, white will play queen foxtrot 1.
Queen foxtrot 1?
Yeah.
Queen foxtrot 1. Just I will take king open any hotel and golf pawn, any.
Yeah.
If you play knight foxtrot 4, white will play queen foxtrot 1, and then there will be no mating with that.
If you take your queen foxtrot 1, just a minute, where is knight? Knight comes. There is black knight.
Okay, knight foxtrot 3. First. Then queen takes foxtrot 3, right?
Queen takes doesn't foxtrot work. 3 is better.
Yeah. Well, if black plays knight takes foxtrot 3, white will play queen takes foxtrot 3. And then you've just given your piece back.
Okay, queen foxtrot 1. Then I will take foxtrot 3 from my knight after that I will take hotel 2 from my queen and checkmate.
No, there's still a bishop on golf 3. White has a bishop on golf 3.
Okay, what do you think? Queen golf 2 check. King takes golf 2.
Yeah.
Knight foxtrot 4.
Yeah, okay. So you pick up the queen, but then white plays moves like rook takes bravo, Charlie 7 and alpha 7. And white's beginning to get some play with the delta 5 pawn. Black's still winning, but you're giving yourself a lot of hard work.
In that rook takes bishop, you play knight to echo 2 check.
Okay. Here's another suggested line. Rook takes golf 3. I think rook takes golf 3. And I think white must play foxtrot takes golf 3.
Mm.
Then knight takes golf three check.
Yeah.
Forces king golf one. And then what does black do?
Knight give a two check.
Eka two check.
Yeah. Which one?
Oh, you got two even? Oh, what? Even. Yeah. I guess the golf.
The golf.
The king will go back in the corner.
And then.
Ah, then you have queen golf two mates. So the suggestion is rook takes golf three.
No. There is no rook.
The rook is gone.
Rook is gone. I know.
So the suggestion is rook takes golf three, foxtrot takes golf three, knight takes golf three check, king golf one, and then one of your knights is going to go to echo two check, but which one?
If queen takes any white pieces on golf three,
no.
Is there any piece for golf three?
The white has a bishop on golf three.
White has a bishop on golf three. Okay.
Yeah, we are looking at an idea. Rook takes golf three. Foxtrot takes golf three. Knight takes golf three check. King golf one. And then black has two knights that can go to echo two check. But which should move and why?
So knight. Knight golf to either two check.
King hotel one.
Felix four.
Queen Felix one.
Queen Felix one, and then it's Queen Felix one, and yes.
Why not Delta four? It's better.
Yeah, because it forces the white king towards the center.
Yeah. The other one is better, yeah. Right.
Okay. So the idea is rook takes golf three, foxtrot takes golf three, knight takes golf three check, king golf one, knight on delta four to echo two check, and now the white king must move to foxtrot two.
Mm-hmm.
And go nowhere else.
Queen takes pawn check.
Queen takes hotel two check. The white king cannot step back onto golf one, foxtrot one. It cannot step onto echo three. It must step onto echo one. Now we have a rook on echo eight, do we not?
Yeah.
Yes.
So pick a move with your echo two knight.
Foxtrot four.
Attack the queen.
Foxtrot four. Actually, there's a better one. There's a better one. Charlie three check is better.
Charlie three.
Mm-hmm.
Because it prevents king delta one. After the knight goes to check. Well, right, knight. I admit, knight foxtrot four check wins. Knight takes queen delta three.
You should resign. Yeah.
Yeah, but knight Charlie three check is neater and cleaner. Because the white king has no moves. The white king cannot go to delta one because the knight is on charlie three. The white king cannot go to foxtrot one because there is a knight on golf three. And the white king cannot step onto the second rank because there is a black queen on hotel two.
I am very
must put the queen in the way.
Yeah.
White can only put the queen in the way.
What is the final position when white queen come to foxtrot one?
The white queen is not getting to foxtrot one.
We are
still analysing a line beginning rook takes golf three.
which seems to work.
The idea, rook takes gold three, fox stop takes gold three, knight takes gold three, check, king gold one.
Where is knight takes gold three?
We're analyzing a line.
Rook takes gold three, okay?
Okay. It's an idea, an idea.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
We are analyzing the idea.
Yes.
Okay. And we are on gold three is Vishal.
Yes, rook takes gold three.
Okay. And
foxtrot takes gold three.
Okay.
Knight.
Where this is knight? On echo four?
No, knight echo two takes
golf three. Okay.
Check. King golf one, okay.
King golf one, okay.
Knight delta four, echo two, check.
So, four, yes.
King foxtrot two.
Yes.
Queen takes hotel two, check.
Queen takes hotel two, check, okay.
King echo one.
Okay.
Now knight, Charlie three.
And then check. Aaron just discovered check, right?
Yes.
So this is the analyzing position, okay?
Okay.
The queen probably, the white queen probably has to go to echo four. And then black can do many moves. Black can play knight takes queen. But there's a checkmate in two here to be found.
So it should be over.
Yeah, but after knight Charlie three check, queen echo four, there's a checkmate in two.
Ah, so let's see.
Black is just showing off.
Yeah.
Papa, tu yaad nahi ho. Ed, mama ko sunao.
He's wasting time.
Well, there's several checkmates too.
He's
the simple one is rook takes queen echo four check, followed by queen echo two mate.
But maybe he's going for a brilliancy prize, so he wants
but
to have
the clever mate. After queen echo four, rook takes echo four check, followed by queen echo two as mate. But the clever move is queen echo two check, forcing black to go queen takes queen echo two. And then rook echo eight take check of two as mate.
Yeah, interesting.
All right. In the game, black played rook takes bishop gold three. White obviously plays foxtrot takes gold three. Black then plays game move knight takes gold three check. And I think that is where white resigned.
Mm.
Yeah, that's resignation point. And just to be certain, we'll follow the mate again if you want to move them on your board. Rook takes gold three, fox takes gold three, knight takes gold three, check. King hotel one forced. Knight delta echo two check. King fox two forced. Queen takes hotel two check. King echo one.
Mm-hmm.
And then many moves. The knight Charlie three is the simplest. The white king has no moves. Knight Charlie three is the simplest. Check. And then white can only queen in the way. Queen echo four. Black queen echo two. Check. Queen takes queen echo two. Rock takes echo two mates.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, very interesting game.
So I think the critical point was where white pushed pawn echo four. and expected black to play queen takes pawn delta 4.
Yep, that was a mistake.
Whereas black's, yeah, I think you're probably right. I think white underestimated black. I think white was simply thinking, I'm grandmaster, he's a strong player, but I'll confuse him. He thought he'll probably just take the pawn, I'll get an active position, I'll slowly outplay him.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen that way. The queen went to hotel 5 and the tactics started flying around, and they were never going to be in white's favour. With all that black activity, the two central rooks, the static white pawn formation, something somewhere should give. And as it happens this time, it did. Perhaps 4 times out of 5, you'd expect something to happen for black. And this was one of those games.
So white should have just kept developing, I guess, instead of pushing the center pawn there.
So yeah. we shouldn't think that our opponent has, for example, bishop pair and good center.
Yeah.
And he will win the game. We shouldn't think like that, I think.
He got overconfident, kind of. And he was still behind in development.
Yeah,
White's kingside was a little weak. And that's, yeah.
When White started expanding with pawn echo 4, it gave Black an opportunity to start looking for tactics. And Black found was aware and found them. Yeah, Black searched and found them. So it was static. Which is strange, really, because that breaks all the rules. You think, I have the bishop pair, I must play with a dynamic pawn centre. And yet White's correct idea was just leave the centre as it was for a few more moves. Get his king safety to hotel 1, rook golf 1 to golf 2. And then try to do something with the pawns.
Listen.
Excuse me, just I want to leave this conversation. So I have some question, please. Can we have any recording in this tutorial?
There should be a recording placed on Olivia's website.
Okay. How I can take this website? I don't have his website for full detail.
Just follow the Olivier's mail. He will send the notes.
Okay.
Coaching session notes, and you will find the links in the email. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, and you. Just send me an email.
Yes, of course, mm-hmm. I will send an email.
Send me an email.
And there are many, many recordings of previous sessions, you know.
Yes.
100 or more, I think.
That's all.
It may take a week for the recording to be put there, but it should be there in time.
And they're already there, over 100 lessons from the past. Going back to 2014.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you for an interesting game. And I will touch every week with this coaching session. Thank you. And final time is there every weekly changes and fixed time for coaching session?
Sorry, it won't take place every week. But there will be one next week. I send out the dates every month. So keep a record. I send the dates out to FTP Chess, USBCHS.
Okay. And we have every time we have create a new link for this confirmation or
no. No,
this
link for until it needs to be replaced. Next week it should be the same.
Yeah, it's on Sunday at 1400 UTC.
Okay, thank you, thank you, and good night from my side. Thank you.
Good night. Yeah. Well,
so what were the players again? White was
Bisguier.
Yeah,
American Grandmaster. Black is John Littlewood.
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 Good game.
He. Well, he had he given his life to chess, he would have been a grandmaster. I don't know how good a grandmaster. Clearly not Fischer.
That's always the question. You don't know how good. Before you make the bet, you don't know how good you're going to get. That's the problem.
Well, if you can get access to his games, there is a game where he is white against Botvinnik. Ooh. And Botvinnik came so close to losing. It was an opposite wing attack in the Sicilian, and John Littlewood was so close to checkmating him.
Wow.
But opposite wing attacks, both players are attacking.
Yep.
Botvinnik showed why he is world champion. He was forced to play like a world champion.
At that time, did Littlewood have a chance to win and miss something, or he never really had it?
No, I think the way the game went, there will come a certain point where White commits to the attack. Mm-hmm. And that forces Black into either finding this critical. So John never missed a win, but what he did was force Black to really, really, really struggle to find the line that avoids losing, and in fact gives Black a win. It was so close. John Cook didn't have to play the critical continuation. He could have just played a bit slower and see what happens, but he went for an all-out attack.
Uh-huh. Didn't Littlewood write articles or books or something even?
Both. Yeah. Both. He was involved with the UK Braille Chess Olympia team.
Yeah, I think I met him way back when in the one of the
Weymouth, probably yeah. Weymouth.
Weymouth, yeah, right.
Braille Chess.
He would have been the official English or British Olympiad squad captain or coach. In the 1960s, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
1968.
68, yeah, that's when I was there. At Weymouth.
For Braille team, you mean? Or?
Yeah.
Blind teams, yeah.
Oh, he didn't play. No, he was
coach. No, he was coach, yes.
Yeah,
cited
experts.
Yes, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, coach manager, you know.
Mm-hmm. So that was 51 years ago. God, time flies.
So you were in that team or?
Yeah, I was on that team. That was the first U.S. team back then.
Really?
Yeah.
1968.
What's that?
Oh, 1968. You mean?
68. Yeah, in Weymouth, England. Yeah.
Mm.
We had Sandrin on our team. Albert Sandrin.
Mm-hmm.
And Rod McDonald, I don't know if you know him. And
I've heard him, I think, yes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for by the way, I was fourth in the blind Turkey Championship.
Well done.
But I couldn't select the national team because they arranged the round-robin tournament first 12 players from the championship, but I was 11, so I couldn't select it for a nation. Yeah.
Well, maybe next time.
Maybe.
keep doing these coaching lessons. It'll help.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
If anyone wants the Braille Chess Association Gazette, comes out quarterly, and there have been three episodes of an article split into three about the Weymouth Olympiad.
Oh, really?
So if you like, I can if you're interested, I can send those three gazettes to you.
Yeah, why not?
They are free. You can get them from the Braille Chess website, I can send them to you just as easily.
Yeah, we can download if you send a link.
Does it mention the US team?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. These it's quite a detail. Yeah, it gives the results, round by round results, and little curious incidences and the off the board incidents, as well as on the board incidents.
Does it give all the games? I guess does it give some of the games?
One or two. If there's a brilliant game, it'll be in. It's predominantly narrative. Report rather than chess games.
I think Sandra might have got the brilliancy prize in that tournament.
Yeah, I think he did. I think that game is given.
Yeah. Otherwise, he didn't do too well, actually, but he had the brilliancy.
I think the event was reported in the local press. Uh-huh. And somebody took the time to raid the local press, to literally go to Weymouth itself. The town of Weymouth, and sit in the library going through the old newspapers for those 2 weeks.
Oh, well, yeah, great. Yeah, I look forward to getting those.
From which year do you play in English team, Paul?
I first played in 1985.
Mm.
I played continuously up until 1996.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had a 20-year break. I played again last year.
Very, very huge break.
Yes, it left me quite refreshed.
You were well rested.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was so well rested. They played me all 9 games.
Okay, thank you. So next week, we have a game, right?
Another game, yeah.
By the way, congratulations on you came in second in the British thing there. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't a championship, it was just a tournament.
Yeah. I assume you lost Chris only? You had 4 out of 5, right?
I drew with Chris.
Oh, you drew? Oh, yeah.
I drew with Chris, and then I drew with somebody else in round 5.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you ended with 4 points. He had 4.5. You drew him, yeah.
I drew with him, and then I drew with somebody else in round 5. So.
Mm-hmm.
So you will go to Italy?
No. That was just a weekend tournament for the sake of it.
But it was blind people, right?
It was blind and sighted members, sighted associate members.
Oh, I see.
You will go to for individual chess championship for to
no,
Italy.
No, I will not be there. Mm. No.
Okay.
It will be Chris Ross and Bill Armstrong.
Mm-hmm.
He is the present champion.
Mm.
Chris Ross, obviously the strongest player, but Chris Ross did not compete when Bill became champion.
Mm.
Mm.
Is your game with Ross educational? Not really.
it's perhaps teaching you how to avoid making mistakes and giving your opponents great difficulties in trying to get an advantage against you. Yeah. I mean, it sounds boring, but I had to push on both sides of the board, and then he had little choice but to offer me opportunities to slowly but surely trade down into an ending.
Mm.
So I don't know if I was ever losing, but I clearly was never winning.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, you know, I forced him to come up with ideas to create complications, and with all little complications arose, I was able to cope with them.
Yeah. Good. Drawing Chris Ross is an achievement.
Well, Chris is good at punishing errors. And as I've said many times, every time you make a move in chess, it's a test.
Yeah.
And I didn't make any bad mistakes. Maybe at a grandmaster level, something could have been done differently as the middle game approach. But yeah, maybe a grandmaster would have handled it different and given me different tests.
Little tougher tests, maybe, right?
Harder tests, yeah.
That's why they're grandmasters, of course.
Yeah, they keep it under control while probing at you. I had to find a couple of good moves, I think. You know, I had to force the position so that he couldn't have it all his own way. But I was always holding the position with the intention of, I'm just going to try and squish out whatever play you're going to try to get on me.
Yeah.
And it worked. So I'm not proud of it, but I'm not ashamed of it.
No.
With the rating points between us, I'm on a hiding to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I think I mentioned before that they studied, and grandmasters make a two-pawn mistake or worse every 100 moves. So even they make mistakes. You know, now that we have the gold standard of the computer telling us what the right.
They make lots of blunders also, you know.
Grandmasters,
some games.
Yeah, some of them were really, well, the World Championship, the one before last, you know, that was an amazing case where they both.
Anand missed the winner 2 pawns. Carlson missed it first.
Carlson blundered. Why not make him take advantage?
Anand trusted the move. Yeah.
That's world championship level, not just run-of-the-mill grandmaster.
But some of them are probably calculated moves happen to turn out badly. That they know it could be a risk, or they miss something at the end of the sequence. Then of course it gets stated as a blunder.
It could be a very deep error that no human would find, but it's still a blunder from the computer's point of view.
And it just happens to go down a line, and 6 moves in, the opponent just has a saving move.
2-pawn error. That's pretty big error. It should give us hope, anyhow, even if we're playing the Grandmaster. You play your best, see what happens. And, well, we just saw a case, I guess, where the Grandmaster lost, so there we go.
Yeah, they're probably playing their blunders within the 4 or 5 moves to a time control.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, fine. They might be trying to mix it up to create problems for their opponent. Because they might see it drifting into a draw, it's looking ending.
Applications, even if they have a slight disadvantage, they think they may still try it, and yet usually it works, but not always. Okay, I gotta go here for lunch, so thanks again, welcome back, and we'll see you next week.
There'll be one next week, but maybe the week after, I think I could well be away.
Okay,
maybe the first week in April, I'll be away.
By the way, I think in your announcements and in your game things, both places you should put the reference to the old lessons.
The archive. Okay, I'll incorporate the archive into the announcements. It's in the write-up, but it's not in the announcements, the monthly announcements.
Yeah, and put it in there. I'm sure you'll get some more people that way. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.